Hello and welcome to episode 48 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. Before we get going, I made beer.
Huh.
I've never made beer before.
Hefeweizen?
It doesn't. It's a honey blonde ale.
Okay.
It is so full of sediment, it's disgusting. I need... If I do this again, I need to learn how to filter.
That looks more like a Hefeweizen than that.
Yes, and well, and that would make more sense with all the sediment too. But I want to give it a taste. Thought I would try it on the show.
You haven't tried it yet?
Oh! That smells so bad.
Maybe it'll taste better than it smells.
Oh, I'm going to try it, but I doubt it. Hey, I followed the recipe to the tea, and I was only supposed to get a gallon, and I had a gallon and a half when I was done. I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, I don't know how to adjust for this. No,
no,
I can't drink that. I'll get sick. Oh,
well, that was your first attempt.
Yeah, from the smell, there's definitely alcohol in it. Woo.
If you let it ferment too long.
That might be what it is. I did let it sit an extra like 4 days.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what it is. Oh, well. Maybe I'll just stick to, instead of fermenting, I'll stick to distilling. I mean, I don't distill alcohol. That's illegal in the United States.
Right.
All right. You, before we got started, you mentioned the CNN, the town hall thing that Biden did.
Biden did a CNN town hall a couple days ago, I guess it was.
Is that when he mentioned QAnon and saying that he's drinking the blood of babies?
I don't know. Probably. And here comes El Guapo. So, but basically, the ratings were so bad for the town hall that MSNBC...
That would probably be good over some
CNN in the ratings for the town hall.
CNN had what now?
CNN had the worst ratings of all three networks. Fox blew them out of the water for that time slot.
Well, Fox always crushes CNN.
Nobody in the key demographics of 25 to 49 even watched the CNN town hall. There were no like hard-hitting questions. He still fumbled around answers and stuff. It didn't make him look any better. It made him look like he really has some cognitive issues going on.
Well, I can't say that he does not, but I'm not his doctor. Yeah, I think I might heard something about this, and someone asked him a question. He's like, thank you very much for that question. And I might have been listening to the No Agenda show. I was like, yeah, it's because they told you that you actually had a picture of her that said, call on her next.
Right. That was on the No Agenda show, yeah.
I almost made it through the whole Thursday show, but I got a good laugh out of those. I guess they're the millennial girls or whatever that were plugging
them. They were
talking
about the old guys.
The old guys. Like, these old guys. He said, that one really hurt. It really crushed me. He's like, I was at Lollapalooza 99.
With MTV.
With MTV. He's like, that's what makes you an old guy.
Yeah. He's still got a good head of hair, though.
More than I do. That's for damn sure. All right. Anyway. What about this town? Like, did anything particularly happen, or did he just kind of not have an answer for?
It was just a typical town hall. It wasn't very good. You know, he's not a very good public speaker off the cuff, and that's why. And he's been flubbing up a lot because he's kind of taking questions not by the script lately and stuff. He's trying to be more like Trump, and he just doesn't have the same charisma and abilities that Trump has.
Why would he want to do that? He got elected because he's not Trump, right? Assuming everything was above board.
But he's been taking a lot of criticism for not being open to the press like Trump was. I mean, anytime Trump left the White House, you know, and went to Marine One, he took questions from the press and talked to the press.
Until towards the end there, was it like an 8-month hiatus? He wouldn't answer questions because all they did was just try to gotcha the whole time.
Okay.
It wasn't long. It was, I remember there's definitely a time when he wouldn't take questions. Excuse me. Just walking through, like he still did his, actually he stopped doing the daily press conference. That's what
it
was.
Yeah. Cause he said the media was making it all about themselves.
And it was supposed to be to update the nation on what's going on.
Yeah.
Every
you
day.
You can see it because the Biden administration went back to doing the daily press conferences and it really is all about the media.
True, which is unfortunate, but they're trying to save their jobs. You know what I mean? Let's be real. News media.
I think, don't we have this on the list?
Oh, maybe. Cable news is dying, though. Oh, there's something about Shapiro in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also another thing was I read, it's not on the list, though, is that more and more of the media is coming out and admitting their bias publicly.
What good does it do us now? What's even worse is they're admitting their bias, and then the average person is still not admitting that they are getting a biased point of view.
Yeah.
But basically, they're saying we did control the election by putting out only what we wanted you to see.
Right.
Why doesn't that piss people off?
Because they're brainwashed, I guess.
To quote the great Mark Twain, it is easier to fool the people than to convince the people that they have been fooled. So maybe that's what it is. People don't want to admit they were wrong, and they'd rather just cling to an absolute falsity than admit they were wrong. Like, what's his name there? Cuomo in New York. How many people did he kill?
Hundreds, if not thousands. And yeah, then what about his sexual harassment claims? How many people did he sexually harass?
Whatever happened with that?
It's under investigation.
By
the state attorney general.
Oh, the one that Cuomo hired and can fire?
Probably.
Yeah. No special investigator for this one, huh?
Nope.
Nah. Interesting, huh?
I'm sure it'll go far.
But yeah, you mentioned the Shapiro thing. Or you... the news media, whatever, and it made me think of the Shapiro thing. NPR went off on him, saying that he's like the most dangerous thing going on. That, and they said that he's getting more traffic than the the Washington Times? Yeah,
which is interesting because the Washington Times is actually a conservative newspaper.
Yes, not nearly as conservative as Ben Shapiro.
Okay. But yeah, and it's probably not as conservative as it was when I was in the DC area too, you know, 20 years ago.
And the Washington Times might be the where they're putting the bar and saying anything further right than that is extremist.
Right.
But yeah, they're saying he's getting more traffic than the Washington Times, and his accuracy has been better. He's provided less false information. And they're saying how dangerous it is, and they're angry that they're furious that he can make this empire through Facebook and something has to be done about this. And all I could hear them was, this man's getting his message out there. We need to make it illegal for that to happen.
Right.
It bothered me. Shapiro ripped him apart. Obviously a bunch of other people talked about it. Speaking of Shapiro though, a stereotype. He's always looking to make another dollar.
And his merch?
Not necessarily his merch, but almost everyone dropped Black Rifle Coffee Company as a sponsor.
Well, recently. I'm still listening to the new version of the Rush Limbaugh show, and they actually had him on there to talk about it. And
Rittenhouse, or
The guy, the founder of Black Rifle Company.
Okay.
You know, and he wanted to, you know, get his viewpoint out there, you know, that it was a very one-sided piece done against them, and they have definitely not gone woke. You know, they started as a conservative company. He was basically on active duty when he started roasting his own coffee to take on deployment with him so he could have good coffee while deployed. And that was the origins of the Black Rifle Company.
Yeah, but did you see anything that the New York Times posted?
No, I don't do the New York Times.
They made it look like this guy said that he will pay people like Rittenhouse to not wear their shirt, is what they published. Like, I'm not twisting it in any way. because Rittenhouse did an interview and he was wearing a Black Rifle Company.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember now, because what happened was they were approached by the New York Times to do an interview, and they decided they'd try to do it to, you know, get their story out to a different audience. And the New York Times, you know, basically twisted the whole interview to their, which anybody that's dealt with the media in the last 5 years should have known that this was going to happen.
Especially Black Rifle Company, coffee company. They've been the conservative alternative to Starbucks, realistically, for
a while.
Yeah, maybe 10 years, but realistically, at least 5 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my mother-in-law loves the coffee. Yeah, the wife won't drink it. She says it's all way too bitter for her.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the official coffee of Joe Rogan, so.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure he drinks it.
Yeah, I believe it's in their founding doctrine. I read it yesterday. Which, by the way, it's right there on the webpage, that they're all about liberty and freedom, and that's all they care about, and the Constitution. Uh-huh. And I was like, and then when I read the New York Times thing, well, I read the New York Times thing first. It's like, but you basically just told everyone that this kid shouldn't have been allowed to defend himself.
Right.
But like you said, New York Times took what they wanted, published that.
Yeah.
It took them way too long to come out and say something, though. Well, like 4 or 5 days before they made a public statement.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the next thing down from this on the Google Doc list. Oh, there you go. Was exactly that. I don't know if it had anything to do with Limbaugh show, but. Oh, what's the name of that show now?
The Clyde Davis and Buck Sexton show, or Clyde Travis and Buck Sexton show.
I know Buck Sexton from somewhere.
He was he had another radio show before this one, and he was he used to be part of the CIA.
Oh, he's the guy I see on the History Channel sometimes.
Probably.
Actually he does a lot of Tim Pool Timcast IRL stuff. What he does, like 3 hour shows with them every now and then live.
Okay.
I knew that name, and he was on Fox News a ton with
He used to be a consultant for Fox News.
What's his name when? There? Always had him on the Gutfeld, the funny guy.
Yeah, yeah. And Clyde Travis comes from Fox Sports.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So these guys actually like know each other, or they didn't necessarily know each other.
Yeah. Huh? They knew of each other. They didn't do a lot together until this show.
Well, that's even weirder.
You know? Well, I mean, it's different, but they've got a pretty good dynamic. You know, even though they have a lot of the same viewpoints, but they come from different backgrounds. You know, Buck Sexton's got the government background, and Clive Travis has the sports background. So, you know, he's big on talking about the Olympics coming up, and you know,
how they might be canceled again.
You know, and, you know, stuff like that. So, and, you know, he's not a big fan of when you look at the ratings of the latest NBA finals, they were the lowest, like the second lowest in forever.
You know, what's interesting is the NHL numbers.
Through the roof?
Yeah. One, hockey is a different mentality than any other game out there, and everyone knows that who's into hockey. Mm-hmm. And you being from Michigan, I guess you were at least very familiar with hockey, and you're probably a Red Wings fan.
Yes. Not a big, I don't follow them too much, but yeah.
But yeah, if they're in the playoffs, you're gonna kick it on, right?
Yeah, yeah, but they're never gonna be in the playoffs anytime soon. So.
No, once Eric Flame left, they pretty much lost their team.
It's a very young organization right now. They're pretty much like any Detroit franchise. They're in rebuilding mode.
Yeah, but they've been doing that for 15 years.
Yeah, so have the Lions.
Exactly.
Even the Pistons are in rebuilding mode now.
But yeah, the NHL doesn't allow them to kneel for the anthem or do any of that stuff. And, you know, it's like, no, you're here to play hockey.
And neither are the Olympics. They're not supposed to.
We'll see how that goes. I think a lot of people are either going to get away with it or be escorted away and having their medal taken away.
It'll only take one person having their medal taken away.
And no one else will do it.
Yeah.
No, exactly, because that stupid piece of metal, that trophy, means more to you than your values, which means your values are garbage, don't they?
Right, yep.
Oh, we could go an hour on that right there. You're right, exactly. Once they take one medal away from anyone, no one else would ever pull that shit, at least that year.
Yeah.
And it lets you know that, exactly, they don't, none of it means anything to them.
Yeah.
Because so a trophy.
Since we've swerved in the Olympics, you got on here that the opening ceremony director was fired for a Holocaust joke.
Yeah, apparently. I'm not even sure where it is. And it's in there somewhere.
It's on the bottom page.
Yeah, it was many years ago, I guess. And it was on Twitter or something.
Well, this is the problem that people do not realize about Facebook and the internet. No matter how hard you scrub, it's all there still.
Yes, and think about what we've been doing with this show for years, dude.
That's why it's on a private Facebook page now.
Yes, the group is, but I share this link out to the Pembroke group in my hometown.
Yeah, that's where we got Zach from.
That is where we got Zach from. And I share it to a PC will never be tolerated group, which makes me laugh just hearing the name of it, because the will not be tolerated thing, you know, makes me laugh every time. Intolerance will not be tolerated. I remember I saw that sign once and it made my head hurt. I was like, so you're not going to tolerate my intolerance? I'm like, no, I won't. I was like, that makes you intolerant. Therefore, should we not tolerate you and become intolerant ourselves? Just.
So how does Tucker Carlson know his name was unmasked in an NSA intercept?
Apparently, it actually got released. It's in here somewhere. Oh, there you go. He got caught up when they were listening to or paying attention to Putin, because obviously the NSA is trying to listen to everything he's doing, right?
Right.
And Tucker Carlson was trying to set up an interview because he thought it'd be awesome to have an interview with Putin either during or just after the election happened. Because it would be, you know, I mean, that'd be the perfect time to do that. Can you think of those ratings?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it wasn't the election. It had something to do with, it was a key event that he wanted them to line up. And the NSA obviously collected some of Tucker's information.
Okay.
If they were collecting everything that, you know, from Putin.
Right.
And this goes right back to what we said last time we talked about this, though, is they never actually denied sweeping him up in an investigation.
Right.
They just said that it's illegal without this and this, and we can't directly investigate. But they never said, no, we didn't collect his information.
Right.
But yeah. Oh, here we go. This is from June 29th, and they said he was never a target of the agency, and they denied a plot to get Carlson's show taken off the air.
Well, everybody wants Tucker Carlson's show taken off the air because it's like the number one show on cable news right now.
I think it's even bigger than that. I think it's the biggest show on TV. Well, I say TV.
Cable TV.
Yeah, and by that, it's your typical cable networks the average person gets, but, you know, not the 700 channels you might have now.
Right.
I don't watch Tucker Show. I don't listen to it.
I watched it here or there. His style, it doesn't appeal to me, you know. I don't get into it. I tried watching Laura Ingraham Ham one a couple times, and same thing, you know. It's like, no.
What about the No Spin Report from Bill O'Reilly?
I'm not subscribing to that.
Oh, that's right. He is doing that online now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He could retire altogether. Why is he must he just got fired. What's that?
He got fired.
Oh, he got fired. Yeah.
Yeah, but from Fox, but he started up his own little online feature Glenn Beck did.
I'm just saying he's got enough money and royalties coming in from books and everything else that he doesn't have to work again if he doesn't want to.
I think he wants to.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on a drum all day. You missed it, Ray. I made beer.
Oh, did you?
And it turned out it's just like your first batch of beer did.
Oh, really?
Disgusting.
I couldn't even taste it, dude. The smell of it made me want to puke.
He let it ferment for 4 extra days.
Who, you or me and mine?
Jeffrey did. He let it sit for too long. Yeah, it looks like a Hefeweizen.
It does, and it looked like sand in the on the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, it could be the next Guinness. Oh.
It was supposed to be a honey blonde ale.
There's too much sediment for it to be an ale. You might as well go with honey blonde Hefeweizen.
You should.
That's a clear bottle.
Yeah, can you see that? That's so nasty. It is a big bottle though.
You know what I hate? Like when I wanna brew beer, all the recipes for like 5 gallons. Like I only want to try like a small batch, you know, like just you know, small batches, just experiment, you know.
Well, someone bought me a kit and it makes a gallon of beer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like all the recipes I come across is always just like
divided by five.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard when like I don't know. It's just like the math or was my scales. Like it doesn't give me like decimals. It give me fractions. Like, are you serious?
Your scale gives you fractions?
Yeah, my scale.
No, there has to be a button you can push to change that. No, that's what. You can buy. You can go to a gas station that sells bongs and buy a scale for like $25 that's going to do what you need that's better than what you have.
Yeah, probably. But
I'm not even kidding you. That's where I got my scale, was at a gas station that sold bongs. And it's for weighing
up weed.
They're
not bongs, they're tobacco pipes.
No. Massachusetts. It was a bong store. Okay. It was a head shop.
We don't have those in Virginia yet.
Yet is the key word.
I can grow my own weed now, so.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to have seeds, right?
No, you got to send me some. You got to give me some seeds.
Oh, that's easy. I have way too many seeds. I have a plant growing in my yard from some random seeds I got from a bag. Got a huge discount on a couple.
You going for the gas station too?
Well, no, we, Buddy and I, we buy together for, you know, bulk discount. And I think we went through 3/4 of a pound all together.
That's a lot of weed.
Well, yeah, I mean, it took us months and months and months between the two of us. But, you know, but it was from this batch that this guy had made that was just, he had screwed up and left a male plant in it.
So it had tons of seeds.
Yeah, just tons of seeds, so many seeds. But with the amount we bought and the fact that it was full of seeds, I think we ended up paying like $125 an ounce.
Wow.
It was like, holy crap, yeah. You know? Uh-huh. It's like, all right, I'll pick seeds up for that.
Yeah, I'd have to grow inside because I don't have enough sunlight in my backyard to do it. So,
indoor grow is your best bet if that's what you want to do. But you do have to factor in, it's going to up your electricity cost.
Yeah.
to run that lamp because it's not a nothing lamp. And you're going to put it in soil or are you going to do something I have hydroponic?
No idea yet. Haven't got that far.
Because if you go hydroponic, you got to plug in a pump too.
Okay. Soil it is.
Oh, that, well, then you got to deal with fertilizers. Well, you still got to deal with fertilizers and hydroponic, but the idea in hydroponics is no soil at all.
Okay.
You just have nutrient-rich water being pumped through the system. So the roots have everything they need all the time, and you can change out what is being fed by just changing the water out.
Okay.
You can get the best plants that way, but it's...
expensive.
It, not super expensive, but you kind of got to pay a lot of attention to it. Versus, you know, germinating like 20 seeds, putting them in soil and see what takes, and then letting them grow. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and fertilize them every now and then versus going, you know, an indoor grow, usually taking measurements every day, changing light settings, adjusting how far away your lamp is because you want it so close to your plants.
Set them on fire.
Huh?
Set them on fire.
Basically, you want as close as you can get without setting it on fire or without drying them out. Yeah.
Right.
And then are you, well, I'm low stress training, which basically I'm bending the plant and tying it into place.
Okay.
To allow, to make sure sun gets to all of it and it's not being blocked by the rest of the plant.
Hmm.
But yeah, you can get really involved. Like you can spend your entire day doing this if you had 6 or 7 plants indoor going crazy on them if you wanted to.
Right.
But if you did that, you'd probably get several pounds of product that you could turn around and move. Granted, it'd be illegal, but or never have to buy bud again for 10 years if you can dry it properly.
So critical race theory is still going on.
Yeah.
We got on here that it's now getting into the military academies.
Well, we knew that was coming. Last week, we spent a lot of time talking about the military not being ready for war.
I don't remember a lot of last week's show.
I never remember a lot of what we talked about at all after the show ended. This week, I listened to half the show, though.
I was a little intoxicated by the time we did this show last time.
Dude, you were falling asleep when we started. But I listened to half.
For a while.
Oh, and I was baked out of my tree. But yeah, I listened to half the show this week because I was in this weird pocket waiting for like 5 podcasts to be released.
Uh-huh.
Like in like 30 minutes, these podcasts were going to be released for me to listen to. And I had just listened to everything I had saved on YouTube. And I was at work, but I was like, I'm going to be doing what I'm doing right now for 3 hours straight. And I'm going to have no time to stop.
Right.
So I was like, I can't just change. I can't in 20 minutes. I can't come and click on something. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I've listened to our show in forever. I clicked it on. And I was like, oh, my God, I was so stoned.
You can barely keep your eyes open. You were falling asleep in your own way.
I know. And I know. Ray was laughing at both of us.
Yeah.
Speaking of, how do we get into this podcasting 2.0?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Because they keep talking about it like we should all do it, but they don't tell us how the hell to do it.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm looking into it.
I keep forgetting to even look it up until I come on here. Because they made it sound like we could put this stuff out there for free forever and no one could take it down.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to get away from using Apple and Google to host all the podcasts, you know, because they really believe that eventually Apple's going to go the route of Spotify and want basically a subscription service for
to listen most to their show.
Podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. And basically, So basically, what would they call it? Mastodon or something?
Yeah.
Basically, it sounds like a block, almost like a blockchain. Not blockchain, like a Linux system where everybody.
It looks like a Linux server system. I mean, it's basically like a version of Twitter, but there's no character limitation on it. Yeah, but Twitter's no agenda show by- has their own like little server thing. And then there's other people that have their own servers. They can communicate to the No Agenda Show server and talk back and forth.
So you have to have your own server to participate in this.
Not in podcasting 2.0, but for like the chats.
Oh yeah, okay. Interesting. Yeah, because exactly, it sounds like it's code written by a whole bunch of different people put together, so no one really owns it, and it's just. It's a public park, basically. And no one can tell you can't say that here.
Right. Yeah.
No one has the authority to take you down. How's that?
Exactly.
Which I'm a firm believer of. I don't care what kind of ridiculous crap you're saying. You know, even if you're saying light the redheaded people on fire, you have a right to say it. We cannot tell you you're an asshole for it, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't even know where to stand on this one. AOC did this whole, you know, weepy eyed, that's what, you know how she does it, crying thing, telling Biden not to let this, was it eviction moratorium?
Uh-huh.
Lapse. I believe that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, we might lose 6 million people might lose their homes. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I get what she's saying. But if you don't lift this ban now, when you do, are these people going to have been able to have paid their back rent?
Yeah, well, the problem is, you know, these people have used this as an excuse not to pay their rent for the last year and a half.
So, yeah, and now they owe a year and a half of rent.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Here's the question. Is the average person who tried to pull this stunt honestly dumb enough to think that it didn't accrue in back rent?
Well, I would like to say I don't think they are, but...
But they keep voting for the people that say this stuff.
Yeah. You know, and we got, you know, they're voting for Elizabeth Warren because she's going to wipe out their student debt.
We did something recently about student debt, didn't we? Like 50,
only for certain private schools that failed miserably and went bankrupt type schools.
Oh, like Trump University or whatever it was. And Phoenix University. And you're looking at it right now, aren't you?
No.
Okay. Really? That I remember hearing about that years ago.
Several schools that they've, you know, forgiven all the student loans for, but Elizabeth Warren wants to do a blanket thing where everybody's loans gets forgiven. The federal government eats them. Just add that to the trillions of dollars in debt.
Honestly, at this point, it doesn't matter. Like I said this 5 years ago, maybe. I was like, it doesn't even matter at this point. The amount of money we owe doesn't effing matter. And then I thought we might be able to salvage this somehow. But realistically, the only way to fix the value of our dollar is for the next like 5 years, all the taxes that we bring in, put it in a pile and light it on fire. Gold. Is the only way I think we can fix this. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Well, dude, you don't even have to burn it. Basically, you just delete a lot of zeros.
I know.
Everything's automated.
But those zeros have to come from somewhere. You can't just delete zeros because those are in people's bank accounts. You're just gonna take a zero away from everyone in the country?
Everybody's gonna get the Zimbabwe money.
Yeah, we'll literally decimate everyone's bank accounts.
You say setting the money on fire? Like I don't think that's not much money printed.
That was a literal representation of what I meant.
And that's what I said. Just delete. You have to reinvent the dollar.
We already have. Yeah, but exactly. We need to collect like the next 5 years of taxes and just hit and delete for the entire batch. Just not even a zero, all of it. Throw it all in the garbage for like 5 years.
Pay back to the central bank.
Not even pay back the central bank. Make sure that my great-granddaughter doesn't have to pay for vaccines.
We're borrowing money from the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is the one like, okay, you guys want money? Here's more money.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, because I've been trying to bring this up like 5 weeks and I keep forgetting to bring it up. Fucking what? Janet Yellen. What's her job now?
The Treasury Secretary.
Oh my God, she really is?
Yeah.
There's no treasury, just the debt management. That's what she is.
Yeah, exactly. And even she came up because Biden's like, oh, this is an inflation. This is yada. She came out right after. It was like, no, no, this is ridiculous inflation because we just invented a third of the currency. We already had it in circulation and handed it out to people.
Yeah. And guess what I did with that money?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what they did. The average person. No, the average person invested in the stock market.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why.
And that's why the stock market is surging right now. It's all fucking speculation. That's not real. It's all going to come crashing down because all of this jump in the stock market is the same thing as GameStop. It's everyone dumped money into it all at once. Therefore, the value went up. And that's terrifying because that means your dollar is not safe because we keep printing money, and investing into a company is not safe because we keep printing money.
Yeah.
Good time to sell.
For what? To get dollars back? What are you gonna do with those?
I saw a hard access, like buy land.
Yeah, you know it's funny. I said this the other day. It's like I need to buy more gold. I need to buy more silver. I was like, but realistically, what I need is land.
Yeah.
It's like gold and silver hold value. Great. It's like land actually goes up in value because there's only so much land. Yeah. And everyone wants it. Not everyone wants gold, you know? Yeah, but the problem is land. Okay, gold's expensive.
Yeah.
Land is stupid expensive.
You can't even find it no more.
No, you have to buy it from someone. Well, I say that, but I say you have to buy it from someone because we found all the land, but we don't know that because if we find new land, it's... We didn't know it was there.
Yeah. Oh shit! I need some land.
A volcanic island might pop up as you guys are out there sailing, and a volcanic island pops up in front of you. You go, holy shit! This is mine. Boom, flag.
Yeah. Then I have to think about moving.
And they need to deal with the United States saying, "F you, that's ours." Oh, all right. Were we talking about something or?
We were talking about the eviction ban.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay, let's say we extend this ban, but what's going to happen when that comes out? Is this going to be the new Dreamers Act? No one has to pay rent anymore. No one, Keep kicking the can down the road to quote Obama.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi's Archbishop has come out talking about her.
Oh shit, it is. I didn't even notice it was her Archbishop.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of where my Catholic rankings aren't as up to date as they should be. And it's even funny because up to date is like 1,000 years old. Archbishop is definitely not a nobody, but
no.
I think he's bishop. Is a bishop above a cardinal?
No, the cardinal's higher.
Okay.
The cardinals are the ones that elect the pope.
Yeah.
No, the pope's the pope.
Yeah. No,
the cardinals.
They're ones that select the pope. The cardinals.
They select the pope.
Okay.
They all go to the Vatican to select the next pope. Whatever needs to happen.
They get into a room for a couple of days and they start fighting each other, killing each other to a point.
Go figure.
It's like a UFC fight.
Yeah. Go figure. The guy with the Hispanic accent. I would
love to be in one of those meetings.
Go figure. The guy with the Hispanic accent. Tell me about Catholicism.
You know,
hey, a lot of South America and Central America is very, very Catholic.
I know. Yeah.
I'm sure you know.
Yeah. I was there.
I never got to touch South America.
I never went there either in the Navy.
You know, what's funny, too, is that I keep hearing how, you know, we're colonialists and everything, right? I was like, how many colonies do the United States really have? A handful?
You know, no, we got a lot.
What's the name of the
college? You got Puerto Rico, you got Guam, you got
that colony, they're freaking
what's that little tiny one, the giant crabs?
The Philippines.
The Philippines are independent now. They've been independent for a long time.
I thought we had like a couple of them representatives in Congress.
Pretty sure the Philippines got their independence like 20 years ago.
Puerto Rico.
You know, Puerto Rico, Guam. What's that little tiny island south of India?
Diego Garcia.
Diego Garcia.
Yeah, good luck getting a station there.
But by the way, our freaking geography is amazing that we managed to have that conversation and come up with the correct answer. Anyone who is listening to this, seriously, look that crap up. it's a little tiny island, and it's pretty much just a Navy base. But yeah, they have these coconut crabs.
People in the Navy want to get stationed there. Like, yeah, I want to go stationed there. Like, why? There's like nothing there. Like, that's right. No, I'm not going to get in trouble.
You are going to get in trouble. Then.
Well, it's funny. It's funny because when I got out, my chief really wanted me to stay in. And apparently he contacted my recruiter. Not my recruiter. My, what do they call him?
Detailer.
Detailer. For new orders, and say like, hook this dude up, make sure he stays in. They offered me Hawaii first, then he offered me Diego Garcia, and I was like, what am I gonna do in Diego Garcia? He goes, well, this job is you're gonna be in the gym and you're gonna hand out basketballs to people that want to play basketball. And I was like, that doesn't sound bad for an E5 paycheck, but.
Yeah.
What are we going to do on an island that's a mile and a half by 3 miles wide besides drink beer? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, anyone who does listen to this, look that crap up. Diego Garcia. They got that, like I was mentioning, they got these coconut crabs. Actually, no, F that. Look up coconut crab. They're freaking terrifying. They're the size of like full size. Pull out to your curb trash cans and they crush coconuts in their claws. They're terrifying animals.
I bet it tastes delicious.
Only the people in Diego Garcia are allowed to eat them. What? Because they only live there and they'll go extinct if they start like trying to feed them to everybody.
Yeah.
So like only the locals can eat. And by say, yeah, exactly. When I say the people, Diego, I say, I mean, even the sailors weren't allowed to eat the crab. Which is ridiculous because it was like 25 people that lived on the island that weren't right. U.S. Navy, you know? Well, but I mean, I guess that makes sense. You'd kill one crab and it would feed all of them, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But yeah, huge. They were terrifying animals. All right. So last week we mentioned these Democrats that ran away from Florida, Texas, right?
Yep. They had a bigger problem this week. Well, they all got COVID.
Last week we said there were at least two that had COVID. And now apparently the sixth one has come down positive. And
the people in the White House and Pelosi's staff.
To include Pelosi's staff. Now, they made a big deal saying Kamala didn't have to quarantine or any of this stuff because she was never in proximity. But there's photographs of her in the room talking to these people. Now, I understand that the vice president cannot sit still for, 10 or 14 days?
I think it's been lower to 10.
10, yeah, okay. That's why I keep thinking 10. I get that the vice president of the United States is a very busy person. You know,
is she really that busy?
I don't like her that much, but she has a lot of crap to do. She's
trying to find the border and the map.
She didn't even go to the place where the border crisis was actually happening. She went to El Paso.
I was going to say, she went to El Paso. The border czar. I can't believe they chose czar.
Of course they did. They want to be like the Obama administration.
Yeah, but I can't believe the Obama administration used the word czar. Let's be real here for a second. Everyone likes to talk about Nazis. Hitler was a czar or a Kaiser. And Wilhelm II, that was in charge of Germany during World War I, was a Kaiser czar. It's their interpretation of Caesar. Now, here's the question. Here's the question. I was just going to say that. Do we spell czar with a C or a T?
The C.
C-Z-A-R?
Yeah.
Not T-S-A-R?
Right.
All right. Because this term has come up over and over in the world. And it's never, ever been in a nation that's done well after that. I mean, look what happened to Russia after they brought that up. They lost the Cold War. I wasn't even Russia. It was the Soviet Union.
Right.
And look what happened to that.
It's gone.
Yeah, it balkanized. Yeah, and then Germany. Look what happened to Germany. Germany's literally, what's even funny is they're literally censoring their people. They're not allowed to talk about Hitler or the Nazis. You can get arrested for it. Which is like, you do realize that in trying to keep people away from this, you're doing what those people did that you're trying to make them not like.
We don't have it on the list, but it's kind of like Cuba. You know, with all the protests that are going on there right now.
Yeah.
It took forever for the Biden administration to admit that there were protests because the people were unhappy with the current situation. Because
they did admit it.
The Biden administration wants to open up everything back to Cuba like Obama did and allow free trade and travel and commerce.
Why not?
I don't know.
Trump apparently undid a bunch of it.
Yes, he undid all of it.
I don't know why. Honestly, maybe it was because of exactly what's happening right now. Is he saw something that we didn't because he was the president. He's like, we're not doing business with those assholes. Maybe. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, this is also the first time since the revolution in Cuba where there's not a Castro in charge of the Communist Party in the country.
Well, that's something that always pissed me off in general about that whole thing was they always said Viva la Revolucion.
Yeah.
You're still revolting? You know, it's been 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
What, since the 50s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 50s 52? And 60s. Something like that, yeah.
I believe it was before my father was born. He was born in 54. By the way, by the time this gets released, it'll be your birthday.
53.
I thought you had to be 55 to do AARP.
No, 50.
50. But you won't sign up for their program?
No. And the revolution started July
26, 1953. Ooh, I was off by a year.
And 3 days from now.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Whoa, that's good to know. That's going on Facebook in 3 days, if you know it. You know you can say something about it. Today, 1953, the Cubans had convinced the people to give up their weapons and then showed up with automatic rifles and said, we're in charge now.
Yeah. I signed, when I turned 50, I signed up for the conservative version of the ARP.
AAA?
No, it's called AMAC. Yeah. And I just didn't get a lot of benefits out of it, so I didn't renew after the first year. So,
well, AAA's got some good benefits if you actually look into them.
Yeah.
But the problem is it's weird stuff, like travel, obviously. Like, you're going to get a discount to go to Disney World. You're going to get a, you know. But
even with a discount, I still can't afford to go to Disney World.
You retired, right?
Yeah.
Can you use MWR?
Yeah.
You can get free tickets.
They're not free to go to Disney World.
I went to Disney World for free with MWR tickets. I did.
You were on active duty.
I was on active duty. It wasn't Disney World. It was it was Disneyland. I was in California.
Okay. Busch Gardens I can go for free. Like once every year.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do at Busch Gardens though, for real?
Drink beer.
Yeah, well, okay. You're gonna drink $15 beers? you can do that at home and send me $20. Speaking of just throwing money around because you're freaking apparently it doesn't matter anymore. Did you see Jeff Bezos just gave $100 million to Van Jones? Apparently not.
Oh, no, I did see that. He gave it to Van Jones. Yeah, it's utterly ridiculous.
And it's some chef I've never heard of. But yeah, he's like, you can do whatever you want with it. It just seems like you're going to do something good. And I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure he got like dishonorably discharged from Obama's team because he had something to do with Obama, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He was on the Obama administration for a while.
Yeah, and he got drummed out as like, you're a bag of trash.
Yeah.
And then he went to CNN and then he embarrassed himself there and got kicked out of there.
Right. Now he got money from Jeff Bezos.
You know, I'm starting to think not Adam Curry, Dvorak was right. I think Van Jones is a bag man. I think Jeff Bezos owed money to a whole bunch of weird people, blood money to a bunch of people. And it was like, here's $20 million you can keep.
Right.
The other $80 million you got to give to these people quietly.
Yeah.
Because I can't be caught doing it myself.
Right.
I got this. I don't know why. It's not even like I hate Jeff Bezos, honestly. The dude figured out a great system. He made a ton of money doing it. You know? Well, then,
but he also pissed people off when he got back from space, if you want to call what he did space, and said, thank more you space all the Amazon guys. Customers for making me rich so I could pay for this.
Yeah, that didn't help at all. You're right. But he makes a profit every time any of us buy anything at Amazon, right? Yeah. We all know this, right? And the U.S. government is all butthurt at him by spending all this money to do this. And a whole bunch of Democrats are all butthurt at him doing this.
Yeah.
With the money he made after they forced us to buy our products through him. Because we couldn't go shopping. We had to buy it through Amazon. That's what...
Right.
Let's be real. That's what everyone did. Everyone, and you know it. You did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
You might have even gone grocery shopping through Amazon.
I went to the grocery store.
Yeah, I do too. I even wore a stupid mask.
Oh, yeah. Is that on the list? Yes, it is on here someplace.
Let's talk about masks, motherfucker.
The masks are coming back.
Well, California, was it San Fran's already doing it or LA?
Los Angeles County.
The entire county.
Yeah. County, but if you're in Orange County, right across the border, you don't have to wear a mask. So you figure that one out.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, the air is going to stop between the two counties. COVID will see the barrier of the counties and not go from one county to the other.
Yeah, but to say that is that even if California put masks on, then the air's going to blow from Georgia.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Be the change you want to see in the world, I guess. They're trying to do something, but I think it's misguided. I think there's a problem anytime you expect 95% of the population to comply. Mm-hmm. No matter what you want to do, if you require 95% of the population to comply, it's not going to happen. And they keep upping the amount of people that need to be vaccinated to hit this herd immunity, you know?
Right.
Wait, they've already upped it three times or just twice?
I don't know. I think, though, this time around, I think if they go the mask route again, there's going to be a lot more resistance to it. People are just done with it. We're dealing with the flu here, you know? People are going to get it. People aren't going to get it, you know? So okay.
It's a little more serious than the flu.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, they wanted everybody to get the vaccine so you wouldn't have to wear a mask. Now they're back to, oh, the vaccine's not good enough. There's all these variants, you know? Well, the reason there's variants is because we created a vaccine before the thing ran its course. It's like
we've
the flu.
Been talking about this for weeks too, haven't we?
Yes.
They started the vaccine too early.
There's a reason why they want you to get your flu shot every year. It's not a vaccine. The flu shot is not a vaccine. It does not stop you from getting the flu.
No, it is a vaccine.
They take a dartboard with a whole bunch of various forms of the flu and shoot a dart at it. Oh yeah. That's what we'll make a vaccine for this year.
It is a vaccine, but they have no idea if it's the vaccine for the flu that's going to happen this year.
Right.
And exactly, we've been talking about this for weeks, is by making the vaccine before this thing has run its course, so it's established itself, it's like, this is what's healthy, this is what allows me to survive, because that's what we need to kill. If you start hitting it now, that's just going to force it to mutate and evolve. And I brought this up to someone today at work today, and she said, evolution takes thousands and thousands of years. So yes, for humans or dogs, because they live 20, 30, 80 years. It's like viruses live 3 days. So evolution happens much, much quicker. You know, it takes months versus 1,000 years because it's been as many generations of change.
Right.
The wife, I don't think she realized what she said. But no, she knew exactly what she said. I'm sorry. But she brought up Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the right answer.
Right, yeah.
What?
And Joe Biden came out saying that Facebook was killing people with their mixed information. He just realized that Facebook is more powerful than he is because he had to retract that statement really fast.
What are we talking about?
Where Joe said that the messages on platforms like Facebook, he said they're killing people because they're not putting out the correct information. And it also came out this week that the administration is consulting with Facebook to tag misinformation.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about that last week, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, we're talking to Facebook and tell them to flag this stuff and ban this and ban that.
That is not the government's job. You know, either the Facebook is a private company or it's not, you know.
Well, that was the issue. That was their argument. That was Psaki's argument, or Psaki, whatever. Her argument was, they're a private company. They can do what they want. And it's like, okay. But by you saying that, you're literally saying that the brown shirts were okay because they were private companies that the government told to go do something. And I don't like making those references, but it's a direct correlation, right? Maybe you guys don't know who the brown shirts are. or were. They were private citizens sent out by the Nazi regime to go beat the crap out of Jews.
All right. Well, Trudeau is finally opening up the northern border.
Oh, is he? Hold on a second. Hey, babe, you can run to Canada now. They opened the border, or they're opening the borders. We talked about this today. She's like, if it comes down to it and it comes down to everything's falling apart, she's like, I'll go to Canada. And I was like, you can't go to Canada. You need a COVID passport. And she's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got to have a passport to get to Canada.
But you still going to need a passport to get in? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we're getting this sneaky.
Unless you get the card will work too for Canada.
This is the first time I'm gonna drop a racial slur on their show, but she said, she's like, that's fine. I'll be a wetback. I'll sneak across that border. You use the word wetback. You did too. She's like, I never said wetback. She did. No, I did not. Hey. Yeah. Actually, I agree with her on this. Everyone thinks the South is the racist area, but it really is up here. Well, the Northeast is a lot of racist people. California is a lot. Go ahead and zap them. California is a lot of racist people, but it just blows my mind that I'm hearing people in Massachusetts saying that these black people just aren't smart enough to do this stuff. I'm like, did you really just say that? And you're calling me racist because I thought this guy knew that you couldn't turn left on red, you know? Anyway, where are we going? Let's make fun of AOC because that's always fun.
All right.
Andy, the wife says, and easy. Almost at the same
time. She's going to get reelected again.
But she goes, low hanging fruit.
She doesn't know what capitalism is, but she's got a degree. Her degree in economics, so she should know what capitalism is.
From UMass Boston. By the way, not a nothing school. Like, everyone's heard of UMass Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Like, that's not... Boston is actually pretty famous for the schools in the city. There's a lot of really big schools to include Harvard, which isn't really in Boston, but it's close enough.
Right.
But yeah, UMass is not a nothing school, especially the Boston campus. And she went to school for economics, and she couldn't define capitalism. And even worse is when they started asking about this nonprofit that she runs. She literally defined capitalism. Was it a three? What are they? What's a nonprofit?
301C.
I want to say 3012C. Yeah. She made it sound like it was a 301C company. She's running a full on capitalist organization that then donates what's made, which is very different. She gets paid out of this.
Right.
Which, it's fine to take a paycheck for the work you do, but don't make it sound like you're doing all this work and, you know, you're doing something better than everyone else when you're literally doing the same thing they are and you didn't realize it. And what's even more frustrating is exactly what you said is she went to school for this at a well-known school.
Right.
Anyone, my sister went to UMass, the Amherst campus, but UMass, and I think she should demand her money back. No, there's a congresswoman in the United States who went to school at UMass who studied economics and can't define capitalism. I would demand my money back, wouldn't you? It's one thing to be like, I can't tell you quantum theory when I went to school for art, but this is her major.
Ray wants into this conversation.
I think she needs to get her money back once she graduated and she can't get a job except a bartender.
AOC wants, she should get her money back.
No, I'm saying that she should have got her money back once she graduated. And she, the only job she was eligible to get was a bartender job.
Now, here's the question. You're not
guaranteed a job with a degree.
I know, but I said, I think it's her fault. She didn't put attention. I don't know how the fuck.
That exactly where I was going to go. Was she a bad student or did they not teach her?
I think she's the bad student. She's horrible.
She does seem pretty dumb.
And she's been in office for like 4 years now and she doesn't know how the government even runs still.
She's been reelected.
Yeah.
Like, how the do, like, I don't know, like, I learned.
Ray, I mean, you should run against her. Learn
government, you know, but whatever you drop
you it. You have to move to New York City.
I do not believe that you have to live in the district that you represent in the United States Congress.
Huh. Thought you did.
You might. I don't think so. But that actually is something I wanted to bring up this week, how it might be in here somewhere. Someone called a bunch of cops racist.
Oh, yeah, John Thompson, the Minnesota Democrat.
He's like, I'm a congressman or a selectman if it makes a difference. It's like, what difference would that make?
It was a funny story. Like, he's a big activist and stuff like that.
He made his whole career on black rights and stuff.
Yeah, so he got pulled over, and he got a ticket, you know, like, whatever. So he started making a big deal about it.
Well, hold on. It was more than that. His license was suspended in the state he was in.
Let me tell my story.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you skipped a piece.
Because I'm driving black, blah, 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 and all the story. So the chief of police is like, okay, let me find out. Let me see the video. What happened? So in the video, the cop told him, like, hey, the reason I pulled you over because you don't got a front license plate and your license, front license plate is something else. You were
speeding. Yeah, and you're speeding.
Yeah, and he would have kept his mouth shut.
You would have taken it and gone, oh, no, maybe not.
Well, that's it, like, because he would have just paid the ticket, whatever. But still, now people start poking, like, okay, what happened? What happened? You know, this incident. And I guess they came to find out he from Minnesota, represented. Living in Wisconsin.
Not even the same state.
No.
Well, it's because his license was suspended in that state. And he went and got another license. But in able to get a license, you have to have residency, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You have to show an address to get a license.
Yep.
In any state, I believe.
That all changed with 9/11.
Really? Is that what made it happen?
Because remember, Virginia issued a ton of the terrorist driver's licenses.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So now you got to show like 3 or 4 different pieces of ID to get a driver's license in the state of Virginia.
Yeah, when I got a driver's license in Massachusetts, it's a pain in the ass. But I could have done less, but I wanted that stupid... What do they call it? Real ID? Yeah, I know. Because basically, you couldn't even buy beer without it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, hold on. So I have to attach my passport to my license?
I just show up to get my... I'm using my passport instead of the real ID. So, I mean, I would show up to buy beer with my passport and say, fuck you.
Dude, why am I going to renew my passport once it's expired, unless I want to go overseas again?
I want to go overseas again.
I can get another passport when it comes time to do that. It's not that hard. And it costs the same to renew it as getting a new one.
But anyways, yeah, just funny like how this guy probably could have got off by paying the ticket, but he want to be all loud about it. Like, oh... racism, like, yeah, you got pulled over because you were speeding and you had no front license plate.
Yeah, so exactly. No, okay. Thank you. Now, sorry, the whole story came together. You told in a semi-different direction than I would have. But yeah, typically speaking, if he just kept his mouth shut, he would have just paid his fine when it was over with. Yeah. But he brought on the Streisand effect. By saying F you, and drawing attention to it. When he could have just paid his fine and no one would be, it never even would have come up that he lived out of state.
Right.
And he would have kept his job too. Now he's missing. Nobody know where he is.
Oh, did he get Epstein'd?
No, he disappeared. He don't want to be showing up like, oh shit. People find out about I don't live in this state.
Speaking of being Epstein, McAfee got Epstein'd a couple weeks ago.
And then his countdown timer's going.
He's been publishing stuff. Apparently he had this I got this from the No Agenda show too. Apparently he had like some kind of dead man switch.
Yep.
Exactly. And he died then. He's got his countdown timer that's still publishing things. And it looks like he's gonna blow up everyone he had trash on, which might be everyone, because we all know McAfee was a virus in your computer.
Uh-huh.
That you were literally paying the mafia for protection, right? Mm-hmm. So he stole everything from your computer. Did you? This might be a bigger file than Hoover had, dude. Can you imagine? Huh?
They probably shouldn't have killed him.
That's probably why they killed him. But they didn't know he had this thing set up in place.
Hold on. What's going on?
John McAfee was Epstein'd in a Spanish prison. And now all of a sudden
he's got a Telegraph channel
publishing stuff all the time.
He's got a Telegraph channel that's got a countdown timer on it that's counting down.
And everybody he's been publishing stuff too.
Everybody thinks that once the countdown timer stops, a whole bunch of treasure trove of deep dark secrets is going to get released to the media, not via Wikipedia, because Wikipedia doesn't
right through his webpage.
Yeah,
it's going to be all the garbage on everyone.
What's the time on it so far?
I don't have a Telegraph account, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Telegraph. Really? What a weird technology to use. I'm interested to see what happens, but we'll see. By the way, why is this one red?
What? I don't know.
Oh, well, what? I was going to change it back. Huh?
Oh, yeah, that was me. I put it in there.
Okay. I was wondering why it was red. I was like, my links are blue.
I know. That's why I put it red, because everybody else got a different color.
Okay.
Brittany Love. I don't know if you guys who know who that is.
Yeah, well, I don't know the porn star, but I do know that she attended. I do know she attended the conference, but she went under her Christian name, not her porn name.
Good idea.
Oh no, and she bought a ticket, and she bought a VIP pass out of her own pocket. She got nothing special. She literally just showed up to hear what they had to say. And apparently she's been banned from these things now because she's done pornography. I don't like that. But Ray, please take me the next step, because you brought this forward.
No, that's what I was saying. Like, you know how they're like, they want to be, what is it there? They want to bring people in like, oh, you know, we're Christians and stuff like that. But you do porn star, like, so you're Christian, but yeah, you got a gay speaker coming in too. You know, like
Christian's about not judging people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, too.
It's not up to me or you to judge them. It's God's job to judge. We all have our own sins and we all know it.
Yeah, and I don't think nobody I probably she would have blended in and nobody would know who she was. Unless somebody like, oh, I know who you are, you know.
Who did? I'm assuming they're all made up, but probably not, because they sweat and get all gross.
But yeah, like, why are you gonna kick her out now? You, instead of having somebody else, like pop culture, to help us to get more votes. And
okay, I wouldn't call pornography pop culture, dude.
But you know, she's a big Trump supporter. It's kind of funny, like, oh, okay, cool, you know. But
not something you expect to be a Republican or a Trump supporter,
right?
Yeah, nothing to like that type of area.
Which yeah, I still have to bring up once again, and I know it's last week, but that dude, that lawyer that brought the porn star to say Trump's a bad dude, he's in prison. Daniels. Huh?
He represented Stormy Daniels.
So, yeah, he's in prison right now.
Yeah.
For trying to...
to bring it up again because...
steal money from Nike.
Democrats made a big deal saying he's going to bring Trump down. Then the guy you held up as hero is in prison.
Yep.
You know? But you point that out to him, then the individual always is like, oh, I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't. It's like, that's the problem, is the Democrat tent is too wide.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they win elections, honestly. Do people just vote D because they think they're under the D tent?
Yeah.
The Democrats are that good at making it look like the Republicans are bad people.
Well, look what happened with Brent. They just kicked this lady out, you know. And probably, if she was promoting her fucking movies and stuff like that, like, yeah, I could see her kick it out. But she was just like, I want a tent, you know, I want to hear what you got to say, you know, and probably give you guys more money, you know, to sponsor what you got to do. Why not? You know, don't just kick her out just because she does for a living. I don't agree with it, but you know what? At least it's something, you know.
It's an honest living.
Nowadays, yes.
Oh, exactly. And, no, exactly. Says she's trying to, she was trying to feed her kids or was trying to feed her kids. Whatever, and wasn't Jesus, like, best friend a whore?
Yeah.
Like, that was the, I think that was the whole point. It was like, don't pass judgment. You don't understand what people are going through, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I try not to judge Democrats. I think they're very wrong, but I'm not going to condemn them to hell. You know what I mean? Right. I'm not, it's God. Not,
you don't have that ability. Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, they compare me to Hitler or a Nazi. Because I disagree with them, and the conservatives, the Republicans, disagree with me enough that most of them call me a freaking cuck. Look, the look on Ray's face, you know what a cuck is?
Yeah, but why?
Because I said, hey, maybe we shouldn't, I don't know, and bring something up. I couldn't come up with an example. I disagree with Republicans a lot. Like, for example, a lot of Republicans disagree with Trump with the bump stock ban.
Oh, okay. Got you.
And I brought that up, and I was called a cuck. And I was like, I don't understand. It's like, literally everyone's doing this. Anyway, I've been wanting to talk about this all night.
Right.
And I waited an hour and a half to get into it. Yeah, an hour and a half. Did you guys see Joe Biden talking about gun control recently?
No.
Yeah. Nobody knew. Who did watch it?
I did.
What channel was it on?
Huh?
What channel was it on?
CNN?
Oh, I watched it on the YouTubes.
Oh, so that was part of the town hall?
Maybe. Yeah. But he said he wants to outlaw any gun that can hold multiple rounds.
That's never going to happen.
Now, I don't know what people hear when they hear this. I think when they hear this, but multiple rounds means more than one, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That makes a double barrel shotgun illegal.
Yeah, which he told his wife to use.
And shoot it in the air, which is illegal. So not only is her shooting her gun into the air illegal, but the fact that it's a double barrel shotgun is illegal. Yeah. That makes a revolver illegal. That makes any magazine-fed weapon illegal. Yeah. That makes any clip-fed magazine weapon illegal. Basically,
it makes a BB gun illegal.
Wow, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah. You're right. Because you pour a bunch of BBs in there.
Yep.
Now, what about buckshot? Does buckshot count as more than one round, or is that one round?
One round.
But yeah. It actually makes your typical pump action shotgun illegal.
Yeah, because you feed multiple shells typically, into it once, you know?
Typically like, 6+1.
Yeah. One in the chamber and 6 in the system.
Yeah.
The barrel.
Yeah. Well, not the barrel, but yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, the I don't even know what you call it, honestly. I should know that, but yeah, when you pump, you open the you open the breech, the shell kicks out, and you pull back, you load up the next round.
Yeah, that'd be illegal.
It would, because it's more than one round. A revolver. It would make police guns illegal.
Yep.
And trust me, it's no longer police using revolvers.
I do not think.
Because that 6 rounds is not enough in a situation, is it?
Nope.
Especially when they need drugs.
Yeah, God knows what drug they're on.
Yeah.
Or a wild pig. Could you imagine having a wild pig, like a real pig with like tusks and everything, charging at you, and you have an M1 Garand and no clip, and you're breech loading it. You're opening the bolt, pulling it open, discharging the empty shell, putting a new round in, and then closing the breech. Could you imagine if there was an 80-pound pig charging at you to rip you open with horns?
Or a moose.
How about a black powder gun?
Oh, yeah, that's going to take you a minute and a half to reload.
Hey, unless you're a minute man.
Yeah, and you know what? The reason why they have a special name is because they were so good at loading their weapons so quickly, it only took them a minute to fire again. Can you imagine? Okay, exactly. An animal's charging at you. It's going to take me a literal minute to get my weapon ready to fire again. Oh, I missed. Well, I guess I die.
You got Black National Anthem.
Hold on, I'm going back to this. I'm not done yet. I'm so pissed off. These city folk don't freaking understand. They think hunting is sitting in a tree stand with a freaking salt lick, or the deer just standing there going, nah, 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 and you shoot it. Yeah, it's like, no, it's like, I don't think you understand some of the hunting these people do, especially with the pig hunting. I know I keep bringing up pigs. You know how dangerous pigs are?
Dude, the deer itself, you face it face to face, a deer would fuck you up.
Oh, if you got into a fist fight with a deer, you're going to be lucky to survive.
Yeah, if you're not in the tree stand, deer will fuck you up.
Or at least have a weapon.
Yeah.
If you had a rifle, you might be able to take it down.
A knife.
Or at least an arrow. But if you have a knife or a rock.
No, but even when you get a rifle or an arrow, the deer cannot reach you. You're in a tree stand. If you're like on ground, that deer was going to launch at you.
I mean, I've been deer hunting a couple of times. I've never sat in a tree stand. I'm a little weird about hunting. I'm all about going ahead and getting your own food. I'm not going to stop anyone from doing it. But if you're doing this shit for sport, sitting up in a tree, it just doesn't seem fair. Like, the animal didn't even know you were there. You know what I mean?
If you do it for the food, why not? Fuck it.
Well, if you're just eating it, yes. If it's just because I'm hungry, you wanna call it sport, do what you got to do.
If you're going to call it sport, you better be chasing that deer.
Yeah, exactly. If you're doing it for a sport, you should have a bow, and
spear, track it like the old days.
Yeah, now, that is mean to the animal, though. To be real, bleeding and running that long, but I don't know. This is why we have these conversations, though. It's like, you know, but it just seems, I don't know. It seems mean to me to kill things for sport. Well, that's me. You know? You conservatives tend to disagree with me.
So I was driving on the back road.
Unless you're a Massachusetts conservative, and then they realize you're the conservative.
Oh, you're not allowed to deer hunt with a rifle in Massachusetts. You're only allowed to deer hunt with a bow in Massachusetts. Sorry, I've been meaning to say Massachusetts for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I keep wanting to say Newsom Leaney too, because that's a good one too. Anyway, we were getting ready to move on to this next one here. I think I'm done watching the NFL altogether.
Okay.
I haven't been that impressed in a while, honestly. And Tom Brady left the Patriots
and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. It's Tom Brady that wins Super Bowls, isn't it? What, first season with that team?
Yeah.
And he wins. That's unheard of, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Hey, Brady, he really is the GOAT, isn't he? Hey,
who's the team that turned him down?
Huh?
What team turned him down? The Oakland Raiders?
Oh, yeah. Because you say that, but like 15 teams turned him down. He was like...
No, but there's another one that was looking at him and they decided to pass on him.
Oh, on the trade.
Yeah.
I thought you meant on his... he was like 32nd in the draft.
Yeah, when he went free agent. Left.
Oh, yeah. He was like 32nd in the NFL draft or whatever it was. Or something stupid like that.
Yeah, he's like, he wanted to prove everybody wrong. And he actually did.
Yeah. He's like, oh, crap, this guy can play.
Yeah. Like... I don't think he's done yet. He just want to prove it. He's like the best.
Oh, he'll play another season or two, but he's a question. Do you think
Tampa Bay paid him a lot more than Belichick was ever going to pay him. So
yeah,
which I get that, but wouldn't it have been great to have been to have finished out your career with the one team the entire time?
Well, I mean,
that doesn't happen very often.
No, but I'm saying, like, you're not going to be able to prove yourself, like, hey, look, I'm good. I can go to any team and give them a championship for nothing.
Yeah. He's like, I'm the Wayne Gretzky.
I don't know who's that.
Hockey.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't.
What?
Oh my God! Wayne Gretzky was the first GOAT.
I don't know.
He doesn't do hockey.
Does he know GOAT? Mm-mm. Oh, greatest of all time. Wayne Gretzky was literally called the Great One. They made rules in hockey. They called the Gretzky rule to stop him, because his team used to go out there and start fist fights to make it 3-on-3. So Wayne Gretzky could skate around everyone else and score a goal. they call it the Wayne Gretzky rule.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, he was such an amazing hockey player. He never even played contact. Like, he never hit people for the most part. He just didn't let people hit him. Sorry, just Wayne Gretzky. To hear someone say, I don't know who Wayne Gretzky is, just...
I never follow hockey. I never care for it.
Brian, I'm sure you know more than he just played hockey, right?
Yeah,
he's from Detroit.
He played for... He brought the Stanley Cup to Detroit.
No, I'm talking about you.
I'm not from Detroit. I'm from Michigan.
Said shit.
He started playing in Canada,
right?
At Edmonton with the Oilers.
Mm.
Speaking of sports teams and the weird names, the Oilers, apparently the Braves are ready to change their name.
No, the Cleveland.
The Cleveland just changed their name.
Oh, they're about to.
Yeah, they're going to be the Guardians.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Because Indians is really racist.
Yeah, I guess it is, but
I'm still waiting
for the Washington football team to make their name.
Yeah, so. That's weird. So why not the Capitals? Like, for real?
Because that name's already taken.
By a hockey team?
Yeah, they're not going to have a football team and a hockey team with the same name.
In the same... Yeah, you're right. Well, the Senators.
Well, they used to be the Washington Bullets.
Bullets?
Yeah, that was their name before they were Senators.
No, they're the Washington... What? No, it is the... I forgot what we were talking about.
The Washington Cleveland Indians.
Hockey names. Names of sport teams.
Mm. Come on, man.
I should write down what time this was. I want to clip that. I really did. That was a good one, wasn't
it? We can circle back with that one.
Yeah. I didn't know any of this stuff. That was good. I want to clip that. Him going, come on, man. That was a good Joe Biden quote right there.
Did the hairs on your legs stand up?
And then a little kid twisted them up. True international pressure.
And he went to go fight the people outside of the pool.
Hey, you know what, Joe? Why don't you challenge Putin to a push-up contest? Let's see how that goes.
You'll lose.
Apparently, the Capitol cops arrested a Black Caucus chairwoman.
It was a publicity stunt.
Is that what it was? She was trying to say, look what happens when I do it as a Black woman?
Yeah.
Did she know how many white dudes were arrested?
Nope.
Or the manhunt that they're... The millions and millions of dollars of manhunt they're doing to find anyone involved in that at all?
Right. No. It was all to get her, name in the news and just to be, it was all for publicity. But the article you got right next to it that nobody's really heard anything about is that the FBI, this Governor Whitmer kidnapping case.
It was Whitmer. Okay. I was trying to remember which one it was.
12 informants involved in it.
So?
When I see that many informants, I really think it's the FBI's more involved than they want to lead on to believe. I think they're the ones that came up with a concept of...
Okay, that is actually the definition of entrapment. I know everyone misuses the word entrapment all the time, but entrapment actually means is you would not have committed the crime had a law enforcement official not suggested the crime to you and helped you carry it out. So you're saying this might actually be real entrapment. It's like the police told you to do this crime and then you did it.
Well, they didn't even do it. They just said they were gonna. They might.
Yeah, they never even tried.
No.
One of the informants was the leader too.
Leader of what?
Of the group.
What group?
The kidnapping group.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of the FBI agents that was involved with this, he got arrested for domestic violence. Another informant got a. Just recently, all of this recently too.
Well, they're saying that any good lawyer will use the FBI's charge of domestic violence as a way to, taint the jury, basically.
But at the same time, also the prosecutor was holding evidence too. All the conversation between the informants. I guess the FBI was suggesting to the informants what to do and stuff like that.
Well, that's entrapment. That's what we just talked about.
Exactly. If you would have not have done the crime had the government not suggested you do the crime, it's their fault you committed the crime. The government's fault.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not your fault.
Yeah. But nobody's talking about it besides us.
Nope. Well, obviously not, because it doesn't help their argument.
Well, since we're on being arrested, I had something to the list late.
I saw that, right? Actually, I just saw it happen a minute or so ago.
The first person was charged from the January 6th insurrection.
What are they being charged with? It was garbage. Garbage guys. Okay, Sean, are you listening? It's garbage.
He's getting charged with a felony, and he's getting 8 months in prison.
That doesn't make sense. What's he getting 8 months in prison for?
For insurrection. For, I don't know exactly.
No, it was an insurrection. They couldn't hold it.
But the problem here is we've had protests going on the West Coast for months, and nobody got charged on that kind of stuff. They kind of wash it under the table, and it never happened. Nobody wants to talk about it. All the property that was
the two different city blocks that declared independence of the United States.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't have it on here, but
hold on. You said they're felony charges, right?
Yeah, it was a felony charge.
But only 8 months?
Yes.
I thought a felony, by definition, carried no less than 1 year in prison sentence.
Well, maybe it's a felony charge with a plea deal.
If you plea, I would rather serve more time in prison than get a felony charge.
Well, yeah.
Felony means you can't vote. You can't own a gun.
Well, in Virginia, you can. Because once you've served your time, you can apply for your voter rights back.
You know? But you can't buy a gun, can you?
No.
Why not? So you've redeemed yourself, but you still can't own a firearm. Which means we don't really trust you, doesn't it?
Yep.
That was the Washington Times thing?
No, that was the Minnesota governor, the Minnesota guy that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, the cool keep his mouth shut. If he would have kept his mouth shut, he would not be discovered that he don't live in the district where he represents.
Sorry about that noise. I literally just banged my head off my microphone.
Yeah.
Reaching for a cold one.
That's your first beer of the night.
Of course, because I'm only allowed to have one. Because we all know this one, I can't drink.
Why? What's
YouTube
wrong with
rules.
I'm only allowed to have one beer on a YouTube show.
They don't need to know how fast you're drinking it or how slow.
He's drinking it really slow.
Very slow. I keep putting it back in the cooler to cool it back down.
Yeah. That's how slow he's drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool that melts the
in your mouth.
The particles, and it makes it bigger and loud, and that's why it keeps.
Actually, you know what? Let's be really cool. I had a lot of fun doing this show tonight. Maybe this is more what we need to do is more of a general idea and less data.
Or maybe less wasted before we start the show.
I was almost
no pregame. No more pregame.
Yeah.
No more multiple hours of pregame.
That's actually literally what we called it too, wasn't it? I still use that term. It's like I got a pregame.
But last week we pregame to obsess.
I know you did. By the way, I'm gonna give you a hard time now, man. You pushed me back an hour and a half. Like you fucked.
I was trying to cook dinner.
I know. We learned from this. Next time, no, it's going to take you an extra hour at least.
We made
just, you fucked my night up, dude.
Barbecue grill I got for my birthday.
Well, that's cool. That's why I was so fucking baked when we started.
I always smoke right before we start the show.
You should have been like, I already pregame. I cannot go back.
Well, exactly. It's like, oh, another half hour. It's like, I need to go smoke again right before the show starts. Another half hour. It's like, then, you know, it's like, every time it's like, like I said, I always smoke right before the show. And that's why you guys are like, you're fucking baked. I was like, Yeah. Anyone listening, by the way, yeah, Brian pushed back the show like an hour and a half because they went out and had a party, which is cool.
On a sailboat.
Yeah, they went out and did their thing, then tried to cook food, and he was too drunk to cook.
I got it cooked.
Yeah, it got cooked.
It took a while.
Somehow it took you longer to cook food than what normally takes to cook food.
It's like, how you want your meat? Oh, okay, you get it well done? Fuck it, you get it well.
I was disappointed because my steak was more well overcooked than I wanted it, but oh well. Yep.
Well, maybe that's why it took us an extra hour and a half to do the show. Anyway, last thing I want to bring up for the show.
Yep.
Never. I know it sounds weird because I know everyone thinks I'm some kind of conservative. Maybe this will set me up. Maybe this will set me apart. Oh shit! Remind me to come back to this.
All right, come back to that.
Yes, thank you. Oh, you're just like I am.
Boss. Don't forget to go back to that.
The guy who owns the company I work for knows about this show.
Does he listen?
I don't know. But he.
I actually have some friends, high school friends from Michigan that want to join the show for like an episode.
Yeah. What do they want to talk about for real? I was like, politics. Let them pick a topic or two.
One guy, he's big into conspiracy theories and politics. Oh,
I'll wear a tinfoil hat for that one.
But every time I do the show, I forget to like send the invite out to him in advance or remind him about it. So what I think I'm going to do this week is I'm going to send him a link to this show once it's posted for him to listen to it so they kind of get an idea of what we do and then get him on next week's show.
All right, so, okay. So they heard we do a show, but they haven't heard the show.
Right. Kathy told them about the show when we were up in Michigan.
So once they actually hear us, they're going to tell us to fuck off. I don't have anything to do with that.
No, I think at least one of the guys will want to be on the show, you know.
Send them actually this episode. I think this is a good one.
Yeah, I will.
This is going to make me sound more liberal than conservative, but never fucking talk to the police. Huh?
Can you pick a side?
No, he'll never
pick a side. No, I won't pick a side because I refuse to see a dichotomous society. I refuse. I believe I have free will and I have my own thoughts and I can make my own decisions and I don't have to pick a party to tell me what I think.
I know, I just fucking with you.
I know, it pisses me off that we've completely gone this weird partisan line.
Hey, you ever saw the interview with the debate with Stick, Hex, and Hammer versus, what's the name of the guy?
The one that happened like 3 days ago?
Yeah.
I did not listen to it.
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah, Stick, Hex, and Hammer.
Crush him?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him do this, like, it's coming up. And then this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know how to find the interview.
No, you just go to YouTube links. Like,
he is on YouTube.
Yeah. Like he's on the base on YouTube. What the fuck?
Send it to me.
What the fuck is his name? Now it's bugging me.
Six Sex and Ham is 666.
No, the other guy.
No, it's like Paul Logan or something.
No. The guy from California. He always talk about, oh, peace and love, you know, like come out.
Onision?
What?
Not Onision.
No, fucking no. But anyways, he started assaulting this Sticks. He couldn't win that debate. He started assaulting that Six Sex and Hammer. I'm like, dude, how are you going to win a debate? You assaulting this guy instead of talking about like the issues and stuff.
Yeah, actual what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But that's what they do, though, is they try to discredit the speaker versus the argument.
Like, then he starts talking about his fucking followers. And like, dude, most likely Stick, Hex, and Hammer followers are you followers too, you know? And
6 seconds. He used to talk to, what was it? The something atheist. He was like one of the first atheist YouTubers. Crap. And Sticks used to talk to him all the time. Shoot, I can't remember the guy's name. I feel bad for even bringing it up, but Brian. If you have never heard of this guy, it's Sticks Hexenhammer 666. Okay. And it's with a Y, not an I, and it's two X's for Sticks, like the river.
All right.
Hexenhammer. Oddly enough, just like it sounds, with two X's.
Anomaly.
But he does two shows a day on YouTube, and then an extra couple on Rumble and everything else. Yeah. He's worth checking out. He is. He does what I did for a little while on YouTube. He does the live, not live, but stream of thought argument, like what we do here. You know, just talk about what you want to talk about and then hit I'm done recording and then publish. Versus, I'm going to, he does no edits, you know?
Yeah.
Anomaly, that's the guy, name of the guy. He debated.
Yeah, he just had the big debate that was supposed to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Sticks is very libertarian.
Yeah. Everybody calls him conservative, stuff like that. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, everyone calls me conservative, too. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I conservative or not?
No, not really.
Some of the stuff, not all of it.
Yeah. So I have no party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's, I don't know, man. Anyway, let's move on. Let's finish this shit up. I put
that in was our last topic.
The police thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Never talk to the police.
You
never
want to circle back to, the police. To something.
Never talk to the police.
I know it sounds
like a crazy thing to say, but it will never, ever, ever help you to talk to the police. Unless you were the victim, obviously. Because literally anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. Just don't say anything. Don't even wave at a cop as he drives by, because that might make you stand out in his mind because no one else waved at him today. And all of a sudden you get pointed at because a bank got robbed 10 minutes later that he responded to. I know it sounds dumb, but why do you need to take that chance? Anything you say or do can and will be held against you. Not anything you say or do can be used to help you, right?
Right.
Your rights, the Miranda rights that they read to you, specifically say, shut your fucking mouth, don't they?
Yep.
That's literally what they say.
Without a lawyer present, shut up.
Yep, shut up. Shouldn't we apply that universally? And I know this is really going to piss off conservatives, but I don't trust the fucking police. The police were arresting people for being on a surfboard or a sailboard in a pond a mile away from people. And they waved them in and then gave them a ticket for being close to them. You know, I don't like it. I don't like what the police are doing. I've brought it up several times on this show. We should literally abolish the police and reinstate sheriff's departments as the authority.
And most of the time when you call the cops, they just show up for the aftermath and never show up on time.
Well, sheriff won't do any better, but yeah, exactly. You call a cop to clean up.
Yeah.
When someone's breaking into your house, cops aren't going to be there for 10 minutes. What are you gonna do?
I think we need to have like the sheriff department, like you say, and also like a detective side, you know, just to investigate, you know, things.
Let's make that an elected position too. The reason why I like the sheriff is because they're elected.
I go one further than you. Eliminate the FBI.
Oh yeah, they shouldn't exist.
This should be more like a
Gestapo.
No. This should be there should not be enforcing law. This should be like advising cops, like how to investigate, how to proceed. You know, this should have no arresting power.
What article in the Constitution gives the United States government the authority to form a police force?
None.
Why do they have so many then?
The only reason we got the FBI, you know why?
Hoover, because he had a file on everyone.
Yeah, but I'm saying
no. That's that. Literally why Hoover had a file on everyone.
Yeah. Before they were like federal laws when they came about, why they came about.
Well, federal laws were. Actually, that's a good argument. Let's hear this. I'm actually very interested now.
When the Don Dillinger was robbing banks,
yeah,
across the state line, they're like, okay, we need to do something about banking.
Oh, because they were crossing state lines. Yes.
And yeah, you're right. It would not even follow you across the state line.
The same reason why we have federal police is the same reason why we have state police. People would cross county lines where the sheriffs couldn't get you.
Yeah.
So we had to have state police. And you're right, exactly. Because I do something in Massachusetts and then I run to Connecticut, the federal police can still come get me.
Yeah, now it's a federal crime. This is a local crime. Back then,
the problem is there's only so many crimes that the federal government has authority over, and typically it has something to do with smuggling across state lines, or you know, or fleeing across state lines,
like cigarettes.
Dude, I brought that up today at work, and I actually almost convinced a guy I worked with to help me smuggle cigarettes. Dude, I want to take a train or a plane down to Virginia, rent a U-Haul, and drive 8,000 cartons of freaking mentholated cigarettes to Massachusetts. And I could buy them in cartons. I'm getting them for what, like $4 a pack in Virginia. I can sell them for $10 a pack here, no problem, because a regular pack of cigarettes is $12 anyway. I can make so much money.
Yeah, you'd be able to quit your job.
Yeah, I'd go to prison forever if I got caught. You know it. Like, forever. That's ATF territory.
No, those would be federal or state prison, though.
The ATF is Ruby Ridge, is Waco.
The ATF is IRS because you're avoiding taxes.
Ooh, good call.
No, it's because I was smuggling tobacco across state lines.
I know, but you don't want to pay taxes. You need to proclaim it. So,
well, that's no, that's literally why I'm smuggling them. Would smuggle them across state lines.
There was another topic you wanted
did not
to
pay
up.
All those taxes.
What other hey, topic did you want to get back to?
The police thing?
There was another one right before you did the police thing. You said, remind me about it.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
You never told us what it was. You just said, remind me.
We were probably talking about it at the time.
No, let me see.
That's all right, though. We've had an hour and a half over.
Hey, did we ever talk about Joe? Hunter Biden paintings.
No.
Oh, they sell them for like $5 million. Like, is that freaking Van Gogh?
Is he that really good?
No.
No, really, that's how you get away with freaking giving money to people illegally, is by buying art.
Yeah, called money laundering.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm sick and tired of Hunter Biden. Anyone who's trying to say this guy's a good dude or whatever, is they're full out lying to everyone, and you know it. And they know it too.
You like the video I sent you?
I probably didn't click on it. I don't know which one.
The one of Hunter Biden, the guy making fun of Hunter Biden
painting. Oh, yeah, I did actually. I did watch that one.
You You know that's a Virginia delegate.
Virginia's a fucking joke, dude. No, Virginia used to be like the nutsack of this country. And that's why all of our fucking bases are there. Virginia's got no balls. You got what's his nuts there in charge? I want to say Newsom. That's California.
No. Tim Kaine. Tim.
Been there for a while. He's
God damn it. What the fuck? Tim Kaine. He was running for vice president with the.
What? With Hillary. I was talking about the governor.
Oh, yeah. Blackface.
Yeah, Governor Blackface.
Yeah.
By the way, it's amazing how that only reflects one way in general. Like, the governor of Virginia is in a photograph. He's either in blackface or in a Klan hood.
Yeah.
You know? And you got Jimmy Kimmel doing blackface. You got, what's his name there? Iron Man. Whoever's doing Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. doing blackface. It only seems to matter when it's someone that you don't like, right?
Yeah. No.
Hey, Ray, I need some advice for beer when it comes at some time in the near future. I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I fermented too long. But I'm going to need some advice in the future here. And I got
I only did like two batches. Brian tested one of them.
Oh, you only done two? I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought you've been doing this for a couple of years now.
No.
I don't even have the beer making stuff anymore.
I still got it. Once I get a house, I'm going to try to do it again.
I can make ice cream.
Ice cream?
How you like my ice cream? I give up my ice cream machine to him.
Beth was so happy to get that out of your house. We made ice cream once with it.
You don't need that stuff. You don't never need it. Like, you never know. I could be in the mood. How many times you used it so far, Brian?
Once.
When you got it. That's it.
All right, well, I think that's the end of the show.
Buy our merch.
Yep. Teespring.com.
By the way, if we decide to start selling merchandise, how do we do it?
I don't know.
I can actually print t-shirts wicked cheap.
Yeah, but then we got to figure out the whole shipping process.
Yeah, it seems like these weird Chinese companies are going to be cheaper than even me printing it myself.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. My son-in-law mentioned some online company that you don't have to put any money down or anything. You know, you just got to give them the logo, which we got to create a logo, which probably, and you can do that on Fiverr for like $50.
No, you're still recording this.
We're still recording.
Yeah, we're recording.
But on like Fiverr, you can like have somebody design a logo for you, and for like, you know, a decent. It's not too super expensive, and then you take that logo and you put it on the shirt, and then, you know, start selling them.
Do we need to change the name of our show?
No, I think it should be our faces on the shirt.
Well, I'm just saying to make it easier to find. Like, for real, let's be real. There's way too many ways to spell Jeffrey. There really are, aren't they?
Well, this is why you kicked Zach off the show, is because he wanted to change everything on the show.
Oh, no, I didn't kick him off the show. We had him on once. Hold on. Just in case, listen. Oh, I unplugged my headphones. Hold on. I didn't kick him off the show. I just haven't invited him back yet.
We basically,
did a 3.5 hour show. We didn't even get to half the topics because he wanted
that we got way out of control on that one, didn't we? Yeah, well, all he was talking was trying to change the shit and everything. But the Jeffrey O'Brien show is a long ass name.
Who was this?
What a Jeffrey.
Ray was here, wasn't he?
No, yeah, I don't think he was. I think it was just the three of us.
We did an episode. We had some random dude from like my hometown.
Mm-hmm. He's got a reptile farm in his house.
No. Well, yeah, he does. But he actually makes his money by making the insects, reproducing insects to sell them, to feed them. He's like, you buy crickets, he makes them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. To feed your lizard, you know?
Yeah. But why? What happened that he used to gear up topic?
He just liked talking.
He wanted it. Okay. He's doing pretty good on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a gamer channel. And it's way different. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And he's starting to get into this politics thing. And I put something out on this Pembroke Connect group, my hometown. And he watched it. And he was like, oh, this is fun. This is the point of view that I am not hearing that I keep thinking. Which is really cool, actually. He contacted us, I believe, through our
Facebook page. Yeah.
Yeah, our Google thing.
Yeah.
Our email, which I keep forgetting to bring up. We have a freaking email address.
I haven't looked at it in a while. Let me go check it.
It's going to be heavy.
An important email to check on it.
You might have a whole bunch of you got
to the
Jeffrey and Brian show.
But anyways, go ahead.
I don't even know where it's going.
Oh, your friend.
Nah, he's not even a friend of mine.
Well, the one.
Not that I'm talking trash, but yeah, he was interested. He thought it was cool that we were doing a conservative point of view.
Yeah.
And actually, he brought that up when we started. She's like, I'm glad you guys are doing a conservative point of view. And I just went, oh my fucking God. And Brian laughed his ass off. He was like, what's going on? He's like, he hates being called conservative.
Yep.
You remember that too, don't you? It's like,
yeah.
No, because the conservatives call me a fucking cuck.
Mm.
And trust me, I'm no cuck.
No, but I said, like, I still tried to pinpoint why they say that to you, like, cuck. I'm like, what? How?
No, because the very far right conservatives seem to think that if I don't agree with everything they want to do, that means I'm just going along with what Joe Biden says. So I may as well be watching some random dude fuck my wife and jerking off.
Got you. I see.
Yeah.
But how many conservative friends you got in Massachusetts anyway?
Huh?
How many friends conservative you got in Massachusetts?
I got a handful, and the funny thing is, they're
probably
all in, like,
in one hand.
No, yeah, yes, not two hands. But,
oh, wow, that's a lot.
No, though, the funny thing is, actually, I brought this up at the last election, Brian. Remember, I showed the map. Maybe you guys don't remember. I showed the map of the area. My immediate area, like, I was the center of a red dot. In a blue Massachusetts.
God damn.
It was the weirdest thing. I was like, oh, apparently I am the center of conservatism.
In Massachusetts.
This is, and I hate, and I don't, and I'm not a conservative.
You know what's weird? Like, once in the blue, like, I only seen like 3 or 4 cars by the stickers around here.
I see
it. I've been seeing more and more lately.
Yeah, but I barely see any Trump now.
You're in the wrong part of the state.
He lives within like 5 miles of you. You seem to be busy. What are you reading? It must be a big deal.
Cleaning out my pockets.
Uh-huh.
Cleaning out my pocket. There's too much crap in there.
Hey, let's bring this up now. We brought it up earlier. Merchandise. I'm now working in screen printing.
Yeah, you said you would have pawned it off to the Chinese.
Huh?
You say you wanted to pawn it off to the Chinese.
Yeah, well, obviously. But yeah, I'm screen printing now. And I get a big old discount.
Okay.
Chinese discount?
Yes. Perhaps we could print like 20 shirts or hats. I'm not even saying trying to sell them, but like hand them out to our friends that might wear them.
Yeah.
With the name of our show on it.
Uh huh.
And well, people might, hey, what's that? You know what I mean?
You want to do like a drug deal, basically?
No.
I'm saying I'm going to legally have shirts made and then give them out to people for free.
Like I'm saying, like, hey, the first one is free, the rest you have to pay after.
Yes, I hear what you're saying about that, but we're not trying to get them to pay us to listen to our show.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying, like, soliciting.
Maybe we can one day get to a value for value show.
That'd be awesome. We can all retire.
Yeah, we get all retired. Bullshit. We have no value on this show, and you know it. This show is garbage.
All right, Sean.
You know it is.
I just like to hang out with you guys.
Well, that's why this is fun. This is why we do it every week. It's fun. No one listens. Who gives a fuck? They can suck my asshole. They can suck my hairy, white asshole.
Anyways, moving on.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, that was pretty gross, huh?
Yeah. Is it going to stay hairline like your hair does?
Do you guys think Biden's going to make it through the term?
Yeah.
No.
Oh! Guapo, you think he's going to die? Or just lose his shit?
He's going to Epstein himself. Kamala's eager for the... And I'm sure she's pissed off with all the shit he's been putting her through.
I don't... And this was on a No Agenda show since we veered into this topic. I don't think that she's going to be the nominee in 2024.
Nope, that's not going to be Joe either. I'm telling you right now, I'm predicting now, Dos Santos is going to be the nominee for the Republicans, Republican
Party. Not for...
A lot of people think Trump's going to be the nominee.
I think he's thinking about it.
I think Trump's done.
I think he's probably going to be tired of it. Like, no, I don't want to deal with this.
He's already been president of the United States. You know what I mean?
He didn't end up the way he wanted to be.
No. Well, honestly, I think any government job is never going to do what you think it's going to do. It's such a fucking mess. There's no way to fix it.
Dude. He's a fighter.
The system was set up to be fucked up and messed up, though, on purpose, to make it very slow.
Yeah.
Which is literally what the Republicans are doing, is trying to slow down even more, but the Democrats are, we need to outlaw heterosexual sex, you know?
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, I guess that's 48.
We did like a while ago.
Huh?
We haven't stopped recording. Yeah, we're still recording.
That's what I said. Like, hey, we're still recording. And I thought we finished the show. Like, you guys want to?
We haven't finished the tags.
No, I thought you were going to use this as a reminder what the hell you guys talk about.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
you know, what's funny is when I put the tags in for the YouTube and I try to pick an icon, I put a different icon on thumbnail every week. And I look at what we talked about. And I was like, oh, that one sounded good. That one sounded good. Like, oh, we had a really good time talking about that one. That's typically what I try to do.
Okay.
But we need to figure out, let's make some merch, dude. All
right.
And no one's going to buy it, but we're going to hand it out to our buddies. And they're going to wear it. Maybe someone will listen.
We can start wearing all the same shirt on the show. You know, we can have our own uniform for the show.
Gustava. All right. Well,
yep.
I guess that was 48.
48.
It was a good time.
Yep.
We'll be back in about 7 days, probably.
Or eight.
If we're sober.
Well, then.
No, there's no chance we're gonna be sober, dude. That's literally the point of the show.
I'm still waiting for the crickets.
Oh, you. You okay? I thought you said you're still waiting for the tree frogs. I actually just clicked the button.